Hello and welcome to The Garden Show. My name's Kitty LaBounty.
And I'm Molly Kabler. We're here in the studio, pre-recorded. And we want to talk to you about growing fragrant plants in your garden and then enjoying them.
Indeed. So one of the joys from having a garden is growing things you can eat. There's also the growing the things that are just beautiful. But to me, one of the most amazing and wonderful things is actually being able to grow plants, grow flowers, grow leaves, grow whatever that smell absolutely wonderful.
It's your own personal aromatherapy.
It's perfect. And there, you know, I associate a lot of really positive things with scents that I grew up with in the garden and scents that I have now. So it is something to cultivate. So before we give you this whole long list of things, we thought there are a couple of kind of just some general ideas about fragrance. And probably one of the big ones is if you're going to plant a fragrant thing, plant that where you can actually get your nose to it without a struggle.
Right. I have a beautiful viburnum that's scented, and it's actually kind of in the middle of a bed, and now it's gotten really big. So it's difficult to get your nose up to those blooms. And so that's one thing to keep in mind. If you have plants that you know you love, and you can plant them right where you're going to walk by on the way into your house, or maybe even just smell them from an open window, what a great idea.
Oh, it's so wonderful. Or if it's a spot that gets trampled every once in a while, and the leaves smell good, well, I love my peppermint for that reason. If I step off the trail or something, you know, over by my house, I step on peppermint. And that's pretty sweet. And plus, it helps probably keep the peppermint under control.
And if you have a time of year in your garden where there's nothing fragrant, look around and see what else is available from your neighbors or in commerce that is fragrant, so you can always have at least something for your personal aromatherapy.
Oh, yes. Keep that nose going. So there's annuals, there's perennial herbs, and there are shrubs. There's a whole gamut of different plants out there that you can choose from. So we're going to pick one to start with, and it's going to be
the shrubs. And there are many different ones, but we'll talk about some of the easiest to grow and the most strongly scented. So if we've left off your favorite, apologies in advance, but the number one in my book is Daphne Mazarium, and it's a very tough plant. It's easy to grow. It's tough in our climate. It is one of the first things to bloom and be scented, and the scent is phenomenal.
Well, one of my other favorite shrubs is, of course, roses. And we've spent a long time talking about roses, so I don't need to belabor it, but there's a number of different roses. Just make sure if you plant one and you're planting it for the fragrance, that the one you're planting actually does have fragrance. So that's key.
Another one right in that category are the azaleas. There are marvelously scented azaleas, and there are many who don't have any scent at all. So if you can, get the ones that are scented.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, go over to the Pioneer Home and smell that yellow one when it's blooming, because it is just unbelievable. And then there's honeysuckle. Honeysuckle is a great shrub to grow, and it's another one that, you know, if you have it grow all the way like up a conifer or something and it blooms way up there, well, that's nice. The birds are going to be attracted to it, but you won't be able to smell it. So if you can figure out how to train at least part of your honeysuckle so it's in a spot that you can get a good heady whiff of it, go for that.
Lilacs do exist. Some of them do better than others in Southeast. They're not as easy as some of the ones we've already mentioned, but they do have a great scent, and a lot of people have strong memories of smelling lilacs, and so that makes them important. I did mention, just as we opened the show, my new dawn, which is the Viburnum bodnantens, and it's super sweet scented, and it blooms all year round in these days, and so that's a really sweet one. It gets a little bit big after a while, but
it can get quite big, but it is really nice. It's another one of those plants, if it blooms all winter, you have scent and you have this utterly cheerful looking flower in the middle of the deep dark, so go for that. So in terms of perennials, one of my favorites, and it's one that I have to kind of fuss with sometimes, and by fuss I mean pull out, is sweet woodruff. I really like that plant. It's a ground cover, and usually ground covers make me want to cry. But this one is beautiful. It's bright. It looks amazing in the summer evening, you know, especially kind of the dim summer evening because it's bright. But it's, oh, the scent is just wonderful.
So a fairly low to medium growing small white flowers with a beautiful scent. I like that one as well. Another one that I think is really easy to grow, an incredible scent, is the Primula florinde, which blooms later. It's like the last primrose that blooms, and it has a funny tall yellow or coppery set of flowers. The flowers themselves are not terribly beautiful, but the scent is heavenly, and you just need to bring one in your house to have a great scented bouquet.
So another one of my favorites, and this has been a favorite my whole life, is clove pinks. And it's a type of dianthus. It's a, like a tiny little carnation, and the scent is amazing. It's one that, and I've lucked out. I have it planted at about the 4 foot level. And so I can just like stick my face in it, which is just the best aromatherapy out there.
Another really easy one is Hesperus matronalis, the sweet rocket. And it comes in whites and pale lavenders. It spreads easily.
One
piece of it will give you lots of opportunity for great smells. But if you like that scented stuff and you're looking for something, it's not fussy about conditions, doesn't need happy soil particularly, can take some good shade. So that's Hesperus matronalis, the sweet rocket.
So there's a couple of different kind of lilies that I really, really like. Some of the stargazer type, the white, the gold band lilies are amazing scents. Very strong. You get a flower that's basically the same size as a child's face, and it has a scent that just will go all the way across the yard. Those are amazing. And then I have a little one that's a lemon lily, which is really more like a daylily type, and that also has a really nice scent. So both of those are good, strong perennials.
Lily of the Valley has just a heavenly soft scent. It can take some shadier places. It's a mixed bag in Alaska. Sometimes it can be hard to get it started, and in other places it seems to be tough enough to stick around for quite a while. So Lily of the Valley.
So another one that I am personally connected with are bearded irises, and they don't work for everybody, and not all bearded irises have a strong scent, but the ones that do, and if you've got a spot where they grow, the scent is amazing. So bearded irises, if you have a sunny spot that you can let those rhizomes kind of be exposed to the air.
So there are many more, but we'll let that be as a good selection of the perennials that are probably the most scented, and move on to the annuals. Those are the plants that we buy anew each year, and there are many, many of them. For me, one of the classics is a plant called stock, and it isn't the most gorgeous looking creature, but the scent is sort of spicy and wonderful. So I really like it. Does come in different colors. The old-fashioned ones were either white or kind of a plain lavender, but you can find it in doubles in different colors. Pretty easy to grow. Not a super long-lived blooming plant, but well worth it. Stock.
So I like sweet peas. I grow them every year. And again, it's one of those you can grow it pretty easily from seed. In the last few years, I've actually seen the starts actually in commerce as well. But again, make sure that you're buying one or growing one that has scent, because it's another one of those. And I think that was more of an issue maybe probably 10 years ago. And then people got a lot more interested in saying, hey, wait a minute, if it's sweet pea, it needs to have, you know, some kind of scent to it.
And that's why we call it sweet.
Exactly. So they're more in commerce. It's more common to find those, but still check. Because again, that's another one that's easy to grow. You want to start relatively early with those if you can. But they're growing great guns. You just give them something to climb on usually, and they are very happy.
The Sweet Williams are another one. You mentioned the pinks on perennials, and Sweet William are kind of in between a perennial and an annual. Here in Alaska, we mostly call them an annual. And they, again, you got to check, make sure you're getting a scented one, but they have a wonderful scent.
So I have a couple of plants that, you know, essentially, they're perennials, but sometimes they act like they're annuals around here. And one of the ones I love to have in my garden, and this is really more of an herb, is lavender. Lavenders can last for a really long time. They can disappear. You just never know. But it's one that has a great scent. It's also a good one to grow in a pot someplace or some sort of container. you have a better chance of saving it over winter as well. Or you can just say, forget it. I'm going to treat you like an annual. You're going to grow great guns. I'm going to smell you, and then you're done.
So another strategy for annuals, and there are interesting and different annuals that appear all the time in commerce, is just to use your nose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds kind of basic, but go and smell them and see what has a scent. Now, a lot of them may not be really bold, might be subtle, but you might just be able to find something that you love the way it smells, and it's just something that does something for you. Of course, for me, that's the orange violas. I haven't seen it lately, but if you can find the seed for Chantryland, that's the one that has the best scent in my book. But it's an all plain orange viola, small pansy flower, and I treasure those.
Right. You never know. We're kind of at the mercy of the growers someplace else and what works for them to produce and to ship out. So sometimes really the best thing is to go out and sniff around. And sometimes it's better to do it on a sunny day because the fragrances, you know, volatilize and you can smell them much more readily.
So there's a whole nother list that we haven't really gotten to, and that's the plants where it's the foliage that has a scent rather than the flower. And you mentioned lavender. Really, any number of the herbs fit in that category, especially the mints and the bergamots, the bee balms. And then one other one, and you may have your favorites. I have a hardy geranium that grows in my garden, and the foliage has a scent that I just love. And so I tend to cut it and bring it in just so I can smell those leaves. It's a tall, really tall one with a blue, slightly purple flower. Hmm. And I don't know what its name is.
Yeah, the fempites, there are a lot of different, I guess I should almost call them flavors or scents of those geraniums. And there's all sorts of them out there in commerce. And it's, I guess, a little bit of the luck of the draw what we find here. But just wander around with your nose. And I have to mention it because it's kind of my shtick, is that there are a few of the narcissus that are amazingly fragrant. And one of them just finished blooming in my yard, and that's Sundisk, which is a tiny little one, and another one is Pippet. So you think of daffodils and narcissus as being around, great, they're early, they're bright, deer don't usually eat them, but you don't tend to think of them as being scented, but there are at least a few varieties now that are available, and pretty readily available, actually, that have really delightful scents and are excellent to bring into the house.
I know the some of the more old-fashioned varieties, so if you look up some of the heirloom varieties of daffodils, they tend to have more scent. The pheasant eye ones with a really small white cup and an orange rim have a beautiful scent as well.
So go out there and experiment, wander around with your nose, but make sure whatever you plant, if you plant it for fragrance, it's going to be someplace that you can take advantage of that fragrance. Some place you can reach it, you can walk by it, or you can easily snip off a piece and bring into your house.
And then bring them into your house and enjoy the scent day and night.
Indeed. So for The Garden Show, my name's Kitty LaBounty.
I'm Molly Cadler, and we'll be back next time.